You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Well, hello and welcome to The Punt. This week, looking ahead to the European matches in the offing, involving those British sides, Champions League and Europa League action to come in the midweek this week. A very busy week of footballing action around the continent. My name's John Gibby and I'm joined by Sam Norris to look ahead to these games. Sam, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you, John. Yeah, looking forward to another busy midweek of European action, and it looks as though we've got some cracking games in prospect.
We do indeed, and we start on Tuesday, Halloween, as Manchester United take on Benfica. They're going to be hoping to avoid a fright from the Portuguese, Manchester United, and they are 1-3, 3-1 on to win this one. The draw is 4-1 and Benfica 9-1. Manchester United strong favourites in the market for this one then, Sam, is that how you see it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's looking good for Manchester United so far in the Champions League. They were handed what was a very presentable group, that is for sure. But they're not making any mistakes. They were expected to get out of this group, or I expect them to get out of the group quite comfortably when the draw was made. And so far, 3 wins from 3, can't really fault that. It's as good as it possibly can be. The nice thing with this round of Champions League fixtures is it obviously comes off the back of the reverse fixtures, such as the way that the Champions League and the Europa League, indeed, lay out the group fixtures. So we've actually had a chance to see these two teams go head-to-head in recent weeks. It was a narrow 1-0 victory for Manchester United when they met in Portugal. It wasn't a vintage game by any stretch of the imagination, but it was very much job done for Manchester United. Whether you think it's a Mourinho masterclass, whether you think it's park the bus and it's boring football, the fact of the matter is Jose Mourinho does set up his side sometimes to go and be resolute and get the 3 points, which is all that matters at the end of the day. And it might not be free-flowing, it might not be expansive, but it gets the job done. They got a point at Anfield, of course, playing that way. Got the 3 points in Portugal. Then had that blip against Huddersfield where they really, really did look off colour. That was their first defeat in all competition all season. They proved that was just a blip in the road, though, by beating Swansea in the League Cup. And then, most importantly, the key fixture, if you like, in recent times, was that win against Spurs at the weekend. Yes, Spurs were minus Harry Kane, but that was a genuinely good performance from Manchester United. And I think they were probably value for the 3 points on that occasion. I'm a big fan of Spurs this season, but I do think that they probably deserve the 3 points of the weekend. Anthony Martial with the goal. I'm a little bit surprised that he doesn't get more opportunities in this Manchester United side from the start. And I think this week could be a chance for him to get a start. Manchester United can actually qualify, I think, this week, were they to beat Benfica. And I think if CSKA lose their game against Basel, it could be job done for Manchester United with 2 games remaining. But I think regardless of whether they get it done this week or not, I think they are going to go through. I imagine some changes to come into the side. And for me, starting Martial would be an absolute no-brainer. He doesn't seem to be the choice week in, week out in the Premier League. I think they can afford to rest Lukaku. I think they should rest Lukaku.
I was going to mention, as we record this on Monday, a lot has been made of the role he's been playing in the side in recent weeks. Mourinho sort of sticking by his mat as the fans are getting a bit impatient.
Yes, very much so. So I think this is an ideal opportunity to rest Lukaku. Marcus Rashford, you know, he can obviously come in and probably deputise in that central role. Again, I'm not a big fan of Rashford being stuck out wide, but I see why they have to do that when they're playing with Lukaku. But I think with Lukaku likely dropped, then Rashford can come into the central role and Martial will feature from out wide. Rashford scored the goal that got the job done in Portugal. He's an interesting anytime goal scorer play at 11-10. Martial will be the one I prefer if he starts at 5-4. I think that's a decent price for him to score anytime. I think Manchester United will win here, but I don't think it will be extravagant, flamboyant. And I think Manchester United to win the game in under 2.5 goals could be a really nice way into this match. That's 11-5 in the betting. And that would be my idea of a bet here. In a match that Manchester United probably know they don't have to win. I mean, a draw tonight would surely all but see them qualify. But it'd be nice to get the job done early. And I think I didn't see a load from Benfica a few weeks ago, albeit it was more about Manchester United didn't really show a great deal either. But at Old Trafford, I think they'll get the job done. 1 or 2 nil sounds about right to me. So United to win and under 2.5 goals at 11-5 will do.
Well, another of our 7:45 kickoffs on Tuesday in the Champions League. See Celtic welcome Bayern Munich, and Celtic are long odds against for this one at 8-1, the Scotsman. The draw's at 4-1, and Bayern Munich, as you'd expect, odds on at 4-11. Another sort of fairly comfortable odds on favourite here, Sam. Again, the same question. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. It's difficult to make too much of a case for Celtic this campaign. What I was going to say regarding...
Writing them off, generally.
Yes, what I was going to say regarding campaigns, I was going to mention Bayern Munich and the fact that they have tasted defeat in the Bundesliga this season. They were beaten by Hoffenheim 2-0. That was away from home. And if Celtic ever were going to catch Bayern Munich, then you'd fancy them to do it at Celtic Park rather than the away leg. The away leg was a comfortable victory for Bayern. I think I'd probably envisage a little bit more of the same here. It was a 3-0 win for Bayern on that occasion. I think it'll be by a similar scoreline this time around. I mean, Bayern minus one is probably where I would stand as a bet in this match. 17-20 is an awful. You're getting that little bit of extra value because they are away from home. So 17-20 for Bayern minus a goal would look to be sort of an obvious bet to my eye in this match. Because Bayern can't really afford to take their foot off the gas here whatsoever. They can't afford not to win, given that PSG are in this group, and it's likely to be a straight fight between PSG and Bayern for who tops the group. You absolutely don't want to be dropping points against Celtic, and you also don't want to be... Well, I was going to say, you also don't want to be not scoring as many goals as you could, but of course it won't come down to goal difference. Come down to head-to-head in the Champions League?
I think it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, so
I remember there being something about this last season where it was a little bit controversial.
So goal difference might be a little bit secondary, but I still think they'll want to go out and put in a good performance and get the better of Celtic here, because they can't really afford to drop points at all as they look to challenge PSG for supremacy in Group B. I mean, Bayern are 3 points behind in the group already, having been beaten by PSG, so topping the group maybe looks a little bit unlikely, but you've got to be professional, you've got to get the job done, and this is just a very winnable opportunity for Bayern Munich. So Bayern minus one would be my idea of a bet, and just an interesting goal scorer play. Obviously check teams, but if he starts, I don't mind the look of Joshua Kimmich here to score any time. He's 16-5. As you'd imagine, all the big guns are odds on. 4-9 Lewandowski doesn't really do much for me. 5-6 Robin. James Rodriguez is even money. Arturo Vidal 6-4. But Joshua Kimmich at 16-5, obviously he plays further back, which is the reason why he is that price. Actually scored 9 times last year in only 18 games, so that isn't a bad strike rate. And I think on a night where perhaps they might be playing a few more of the fringe players, I still think it'll be a strong Bayern side, but he might be given a chance. And 16-5 any time, it could be a bit of interest, but the main bet for me is Bayern minus one at 17-20. I think they'll win. I think it'll be a professional job done by Bayern, but I'm not sure they'll absolutely batter Celtic, so I'd maybe draw the line at minus one. I don't think I'd quite go minus two. Even though that landed in the reverse leg, I think they can win this game 2-0 and win it very comfortably. So minus one for me, 17-20.
Sam Norris playing it safe there with the minus one for Bayern as they take on Celtic. And meanwhile, Chelsea have a bit of an Italian midweek excursion as they head to a Roma side, currently lying only fifth in Serie A. Therefore, I was a bit surprised, Sam, to see Roma 13-8. Chelsea also 13-8. Can't be separated in the betting. The draw priced up at 5-2. Chelsea not a little bit big there?
Possibly so, yeah. As you say, Roma are probably disappointing the more out of the two this season. Chelsea fourth in the Premier League, but given the way the two Manchester clubs had strengthened up, I don't think many saw them as genuine title candidates pre-season. Chelsea would, of course, still view themselves as that. But for me personally, I think they are maybe around about where they'd expect to be in the league. It's actually interesting, since this pair met at Stamford Bridge, that was a cracking game, obviously finishing 3-3. Chelsea went 2-0 up, then were 3-2 down. So by the end of the game, to take a point out of it, they may well have been happy with that, given that they ended up 3-2 down, but going 2-0 up early doors. Since then, Roma have had three very neat and tidy 1-0 wins in Serie A. They beat Torino, Crotone and Bologna all by a goal to nil. So it's been all about stopping the goals for Roma in recent times. Chelsea went straight into that game against Watford and played a little bit like they did against Roma. It was just a touch cavalier at times for me. They ended up winning 4-2. Michy Batshuayi came on and rescued Chelsea. Scored the two goals that put a bit of gloss on that scoreline. I think 4-2 probably did flatter Chelsea a little bit in the end. They then beat Everton by 2-1 in the League Cup. Obviously, Everton's problems this season have been well documented. A little bit surprised they couldn't keep a clean sheet there. Beat Bournemouth by 2-0 at the weekend. Bournemouth having a poor season, but they got the job done. 1-0 win, you can't be too critical. The key thing for me just recently has been the resurgence of Eden Hazard. He's really impressed me over the last few weeks. Got a brace when these two sides met in the Champions League just a few weeks ago. Scored the winner at the weekend against Bournemouth. I like him as a goal scorer in this match. There's a whole host of enhanced odds and hashtag your odds betting on the William Hill console already surrounding Eden Hazard, and he'd be a man that I combine in quite a few of those. The enhanced odds play that I'd love to get involved with would be Eden Hazard to score in a Chelsea win. That would be the ideal way in for me, I think. And maybe chuck in both teams to score in that as well. Eden Hazard to score, both teams to score, and Chelsea to win the match. In the anytime goal scorer betting, he's priced up at 7-4. I think that's a nice price. He's the man for me, and I'd be trying to combine him with Chelsea wins, both teams to score as well. If you wanted to err away from the outright betting, which obviously it is competitively priced, so you might wish to do that, I could see this being a similar game to the one that they fought out a few weeks ago at Stamford Bridge. So over 2.5 goals and both teams to score, yeah, that could appeal to me as well. Obviously 3-3 in the last meeting between these two sides, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if both teams get on the score sheet here and over 2.5 goals. Well, if both teams to score, you're only ever a goal away from landing that over 2.5 goals. So that could be a runner as well, but I do like Eden Hazard this week.
Plenty of options then as Chelsea make the trip to Roma. And now we move ahead to the Wednesday night action. Also at 7:45, Liverpool welcome Maribor. They are long odds on Liverpool. They are 25-1 on to win this game. 18-1 the draw. And Maribor priced up at a huge 40-1. A team so obscure, Sam, we had to check where they were from before recording this podcast. Do they have any chance here whatsoever?
We did. It's the second biggest city in Slovenia, Maribor. I thought it was Slovenia, but I thought I'd better double check. Again, difficult to make a case for them here, isn't it? Especially given what we saw from Liverpool just a few weeks ago in Maribor. 7-0. That was sort of finally Liverpool putting it all together. They've created so many chances this season. I won't be the first person to say they've created chances without managing to find the back of the net on too many occasions. But it all sort of fell into place a few weeks ago and they rattled off 7 goals against Maribor. Since then, though, they had the disappointing defeat to Spurs, losing 4-1. They bounced back to beat Huddersfield 3-0 at the weekend. The key to Liverpool is taking their chances this season. That is, without a doubt, the absolute key to them. The fact that they scored 7 away from home kind of makes you think, what sort of damage are they going to do at Anfield? And as mentioned, it's very difficult to put up a strong case for their opponents here, or to put up any case for their opponents in this one. Liverpool, again, similar to Bayern, as we mentioned a little bit earlier on, need to keep racking up the points. This is very wide open, their group. Group E, of course, Liverpool top with 5 points, but Spartak Moscow have 5 points, Sevilla have 4 points as well. So it's still a real three-way go here. And if they can get another confidence-boosting victory against Maribor, they would very much take it. I suppose the outright betting makes a little bit of a mockery of the competition. I mean, 1-25 versus 40-1. It's pretty obscene, isn't it? You sort of have to delve into the handicap markets. Normally, when I see a team at 40-1, I think the value is in taking them on the plus handicap. But given that it was 7-0 away from home, it's very difficult not to put up a slightly boring Liverpool -3. At 3-4, just shy of even money. They can win the match 4-0 and maybe not even be as impressive as they were in Slovenia. You've still got a winning bet. Whether or not they'll rest too many players, I don't know, because it is important they get the 3 points. They can probably afford to do so whilst resting players. Interesting to see Daniel Sturridge get on the score sheet at the weekend. But he's 1-2. So is Salah. So is Coutinho. So is Firmino. Dominic Solanke is 4-7 just by way of being a striker. Whether he'll get that much game time, I don't know. So you're pretty much restricted there. You're having to look at midfielders and defenders. I suppose if you think Liverpool are really going to pile it on, you've got the two or more betting. Those four aforementioned players for Liverpool, Sturridge, Salah, Coutinho, Firmino, are all 2-1 to score two or more. Now, that might not look too bad if you wait until team news is announced. I presume at least one of those is going to play, even if it's a weakened Liverpool side. And taking any one of them, two or more, at 2-1, I think you've got a bit of a runner when you consider just how dominant Liverpool were just a few weeks ago in Maribor. And on that evening, you could have backed Salah and Firmino 2 or more, and you'd have landed both bets. 2 on the night for Firmino, 2 on the night for Salah, 1 for Coutinho as well. And as I say, with that goal at the weekend, I could see Daniel Sturridge having a role to play here. So I think -3 Liverpool would be my bet at 3-4. and just wait for team news and back whoever you think is going to be the most forward Liverpool player and take that 2-1, 2 or more, be it any one of those big four. I'm struggling to be more creative about it, John.
Well, getting involved in the goal scorers, looking the way to go for Sam Norris as Liverpool look to record a victory, a second comprehensive victory against Maribor. 25's on, I believe, the very definition of not a working man's price. But hopefully we've eked out some additional value for you there. Or not additional value, initial value.
Depends if you call the ones 25 value or not.
Yeah, well, we'll wait and see after the match. If it's another 7-0, maybe it was.
If you've got deep pockets, maybe you think this should be a hundreds on. Yeah. Chance, and in that case, it is value.
And if you're that way inclined, then why not? Anyway.
By the by, I don't think any football team should ever be 100-1 on. Not in the Champions League either.
Meanwhile, slightly more competitive tie. Yeah. Spurs welcome Real Madrid to Wembley. And Spurs 23 to 10 for this one. The draw's 11 to 4. Real Madrid 11 to 10. The first game between these, you know, which they played in Madrid was, I thought, a cracking match, Sam. I watched it with a couple Spurs friends of mine, and just the shift they put in to get out of the draw was quite impressive.
It was. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this one. Probably looking forward to this game more than any other Champions League fixture coming up this week. As you say, Spurs, very impressive to get that 1-1 draw at Real Madrid in Spain. And I give them a real squeak here. It looks as though Harry Kane is potentially going to return for this game. We thought a week ago that he was going to miss out, but Maurizio Pochettino's issued a positive bulletin on Harry Kane's chances of making this game as we record this today on Monday. So hopefully Kane plays a part. And if he does, we saw at the weekend they were slightly blunted without Harry Kane. I wouldn't go as far as to say, as Pep Guardiola did, that they're a one-man team, Spurs, but it'd be ridiculous to suggest that they're not much better when Harry Kane plays. Lacked a little bit of that impetus up front against Manchester United at the weekend. He missed the League Cup tie against West Ham as well, where they threw away a two-goal lead to lose 3-2. But with him back, I do give Spurs a real squeak here. They got the 1-1 draw in Madrid, of course. And Madrid have not had a great season at all. They're 8 points off the pace in La Liga. They're 8 points behind Barcelona. They're 4 points behind Valencia at this moment in time. They were beaten over the weekend by Girona. They lost 2-1 to Girona. So there are just glimpses that Real Madrid aren't putting it all in at the moment. They're just not all there. There's something amiss. Cristiano Ronaldo, I think, has scored something like one goal from 28 shots on target in recent times, which is one of the worst conversion rates in Europe. So I think there is real scope here to try and take on Madrid. They're 11-10. They take plenty out of the betting. Spurs are 23-10. If Harry Kane plays, which Pochettino has said is likely on Monday, then I think Spurs have got real draw-no-bet potential here. 11-8 draw-no-bet for Spurs. If you want to play them plus a goal, if you want to get a return if it is another draw, that's available at 7-10. Because the only not concern I have with playing Spurs is that, on the outright that is that a draw would suit both very nicely here. If you look at the way Group H is poised at the moment, Spurs top the group with 7 points, Real Madrid are second with 7 points, Dortmund and Apoel Nicosia have both got a point apiece. So a draw here, it looks as though Spurs and Madrid are going to be progressing from this group. Disasters would have to happen for them to both not go through. They'll still, of course, want to win the group, but I could see why Spurs and possibly Real Madrid would both settle for a draw here. So I'd play the draw, no bet Spurs 11-8. I don't think I'd be able to resist playing that without having a bit of a nibble on the 23-10 outright, because I think Madrid need to be taken on this week. Spurs with Harry Kane potentially back, and Madrid, things just not really going their way domestically this season. It was a cracking performance in Spain, so I think you need to try and get Spurs on side here, and I would do it with Spurs drawing a bet at 11-8.
Sam looking to take on the visitors as Spurs welcome Real Madrid in the next of those Wednesday night 7:45 kickoffs, and we come to the last of those now as Man City make the trip to Napoli. Napoli are 17-10 for this one. The draw's 11-4. Man City priced up at 29-20. How do you see this one going, Sam?
This should be a belter, really. This is two of the best teams in Europe so far this season in Manchester City and Napoli, certainly in terms of how impressive they've been. Napoli are top of Serie A. After 11 games, they've amassed 31 points. Manchester City are top of the Premier League with 28 points after 10 games. Both free scoring, both looking really good this season. Of course, as we can in all these Champions League and Europa League games, we can look back to the result just a few weeks ago where Manchester City won 2-1 at the Etihad on that occasion. Could be a bit of a different kettle of fish, though, travelling to Napoli, because, I mean, their home form is just absolutely ridiculous. They seldom drop points at home. You have to go back to February 2017, the last time they dropped points at home in the league when they were beaten by Atlanta. They were beaten in March of this year by Real Madrid in the Champions League. I can forgive that. Before that Atlanta defeat, you have to go back to October of 2016 for the last home defeat. Before that, you're going back to January. That was in the Coppa Italia. They don't lose too many games at home, even against some of the better sides. I mentioned that defeat to Real Madrid. They have actually lost to Besiktas at home last season in the Champions League. But generally, they're a good proposition at home. And generally, they score plenty of goals at home. I would expect goals in this one. Manchester City obviously were held by Wolves in the League Cup midweek, going back 2 weeks. That was the first time they've been shut out, I think, since April. So seldom do Manchester City not score a goal. They bounced back at the weekend with a 3-2 victory over West Brom. I'm not too sure I could call the outright betting here. I don't mind Napoli at 17-10. For all perhaps in this country we might be a little bit more biased towards the Premier League teams, maybe we've seen more of Manchester City, but Napoli have been very impressive in Serie A this season. I would play this a similar way to the way I play the Chelsea game, which is the other meeting of English and Italian opposition this week, and go for over 2.5 goals and both teams to score in the match. Over 3.5 as well, I think, is interesting at 23-20. We saw exactly 3 goals in the first fixture. I expect both teams to score definitely in this match. It's 4-11 for BTTS. Yes, it's short enough, but if you wanted to throw that in the both teams to score ACCA, this would be the cornerstone of my BTTS ACCA on Wednesday evening. This would be the load-bearing beam. This would hold it up. And the over 3.5 is interesting as well at 23-20. So I'd play goals here because I think the outright is hard to call. Both sides will be brimming with confidence. Both sides have been massively, massively impressive this year. City top the group, of course, 9 points, a perfect record, 3 from 3. So the impetus is with Napoli, who've only taken 3 points from their 3 games so far and need to reel in Shakhtar Donetsk, who are second in the group. That is another reason why I might give them just slight preference in the outrights, but I wouldn't go as far as to tip them and just play. I like that over 3.5 for 23-20.
So, Vali, you'd punt, listener, when you woke up this morning and thought, I can't wait to hear what the cornerstone of Sam Norris's both teams to score ACCA is. Now you know.
I don't think anyone's ever woke up and thought that. I worry if you have.
Now, seek help if you have. Napoli against Man City is the answer anyway. Right, now we shift our attention from Wednesday to Thursday and from the Champions League to the Europa League as a struggling Everton visit Lyon. Lyon are 1-2 for this one. Draw is 100-30. And Everton are 5-1. Do you see Everton struggling to keep tabs on the Frenchman here?
Yeah, very, very, very difficult for me to make any sort of a case for Everton in this game. They've had a pretty appalling season so far, Everton. That absolutely has to be said. It's well documented, of course. We know the problems they've had. Whether or not they'll have appointed a manager by the time this game rolls around on Thursday, I'm not sure. Or whether David Unsworth will be continuing in a caretaker capacity. Perfectly honest, I don't think it matters massively. They showed at the weekend that Sack and Koeman hadn't really changed their fortunes, losing 2-0 to Leicester, who I know were under new management, and that you do get a little bit of new management factor sometimes, but they didn't show a great deal in that game against Leicester. Beaten in the week 2-1 by Chelsea in the League Cup. The week before that, they were dismantled by an Arsenal team who have at times looked low on confidence this season. And the reverse, I was going to say the reverse fixture. Well, yeah, it was the reverse fixture. In Everton at Goodison Park, they didn't look great in that game either, to be fair. Got themselves, hauled themselves back into the game with that Ashley Williams goal. I think he was lucky to be on the pitch at that point. Obviously, there was the big fracas after he pushed the goalkeeper, which then involved the Everton fans and a load of the players. And I think he was a little bit lucky to escape that incident with a yellow card. I think he's lost his head a few times for me this season, and I actually think he's an interesting card player. I mentioned this a few weeks ago. In fact, it was on last week's midweek punt. It's not something we have priced up at the moment, anytime cards, but I mentioned this going into the Chelsea game. He just doesn't look the complete defender that he was at Swansea at the moment, Ashley Williams. So I'm a touch worried about his temperament just now, but the fact of the matter is I don't think they were very good in that game against Lyon. And Lyon are having a nice season this year in Ligue 1. They're up to third in the table, which I think for a lot of teams in France is going to be the end game this season. It's going to be very difficult to crack PSG and Monaco as the top two. So a lot of the other teams are playing for third. Lyon are currently in that third position. And since beating Everton, they couldn't have been in better form in the league. They put five past Troyes immediately after that Everton game. They then beat Metz 2-0 at the weekend. So they haven't conceded and they've scored seven in their last two games. The difference in confidence between these two sides coming into this based on their domestic form are just worlds apart. I have to say, Lyon were going to be one of my better bets this week. I didn't think they'd be as short as 1-2, to be perfectly honest, but I still think they're very, very much the play in this match.
They've got Acker potential
for Lyon. Massively at 1-2. I mean, if you wanted to get an odds against price about this match, Lyon minus a goal is 11-8. They're at home, of course. The home form has been pretty decent, and Everton are just, they've just been miserable. They really, really have lately. I mean, if you look at Lyon's home form in the Europa League, it's very, very good. They won four of the last five at home in this competition. Beat AZ Alkmaar 7-1, beat Roma 4-2, beat Beşiktaş 2-1, beat Ajax 3-1, and a 1-0 draw with Atalanta as well. So they're good at home in this competition, Lyon. 1-2 looks perfectly fair for any kind of Acker. And I don't mind 11-8, even minus a goal. I couldn't have any sort of Everton bet on my mind here.
Stay away from Everton, unless you're taking them on. The advice of Sam Norris as Lyon take on Everton. And finally, all good things must come to an end, but the last of the games in Europe this week involving British sides sees Arsenal welcome Red Star Belgrade to the Emirates. 8:05 on Thursday, Arsenal are 3-1 on for this 1-3. The draw is 4-1 and Belgrade are 8-1. What are your thoughts on this one, Sam?
I'm going to go unders on the goals here, I think, John.
Straight to the point.
Yeah. Under 2.5, I could just leave it at that. Under 2.5 is 6-4 here. And I think that is bigger because Arsenal are at home and for some reason they're really short to win here. I think they will win. It's 1-3 that they win. But the reverse fixture in Belgrade, yes, it's a tough place to go, etc., etc. Arsenal put a few kids out, as I expect them to do again. They're perfect 3-3 in this competition, so progression to the next round looks likely, and I think they will rest players, bring in a few of the kids, as I say, some of those fringe players as well. But they didn't play great for me in the reverse fixture, Arsenal, bar that wonderful sequence which led to Olivier Giroud's goal, which was very much Arsenal at their best. It was a lovely flowing move. Jack Wilshere was pivotal in that move. And they got the job done. They won 1-0. Since then, they've gone on to beat Everton in impressive fashion. But we've already mentioned the problems Everton are having this season. Weren't great in the League Cup against Norwich. Again, a few fringe players came in. And they weren't amazing at the weekend against Swansea either. So whilst we have been seeing flashes of Arsenal at their very best, I think Mesut Ozil's been a lot better of late as well. I mentioned the resurgence of Jack Wilshere. I'm not too sure they should be as short as they are in the betting here against Red Star Belgrade, who I think nullified Arsenal for large portions of that reverse fixture. And it took a really special piece of play for Arsenal to come away with the 3 points. So the fact that under 2.5 goals here is 6-4, I'm a little bit surprised about. Obviously, it was only 1-0. We were comfortably under the 2.5 a few weeks ago. Under 1.5 is 9-2. Not sure I'll go that bold. I mean, under 3.5, 4-7 doesn't look bad. But under 2.5 for me, at 6-4 will be the play. I think Arsenal will win, but I think it'll be a 1-2-0 win. I don't think Red Star Belgrade will be disgraced. And what we saw on the reverse fixture leads me to believe that they won't concede an absolute hatful either. I think this is too heavily priced in Arsenal's favour because they're at home, albeit they are worthy favourites. They should win. I think they will win, but under 2.5 appeals more to me at 6-4.
Under 2.5 goals, the way to go. According to Sam, in this Arsenal v Red Star Belgrade match, the final game in Europe this week involving a British side, as I say, gets underway at 8:05 on Thursday. And that's it, Sam. Thanks for your thoughts on all those games this week. And thanks to you for listening.
Thank you, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.